Prominent Bahraini human rights activist Nabil Rajab is in London following his release from a 2-year prison sentence for participating in peaceful protests in Manama in 2012. His sentence was slammed by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch and the UN. In a press conference at the UK's House of Lords, Rajab used his ordeal to raise awareness of what others in Bahrain are currently undergoing in the regime's prisons.
So maybe I'm a link for people, the international community, public, to know what is happening through me as a known public figure. So I have come to speak about the repression, about their marginalization, discrimination, torture, war against freedom of expression, judiciary that is not independent, targeting human rights defenders, all human rights issues. I have come here to speak about those issues. And maybe my name and my case is a way to bring those to light.
But upon his arrival in London with his family, rather than being welcomed, he was subjected to brutal and humiliating harassment by security forces at London's Heathrow Airport.
I was interrogated, me and my children, stopped for 5 hours. My passport were taken for a couple of weeks just because I was in jail in Bahrain for 2 years, because I was in jail taking part in a peaceful protest calling for democracy. So I was not only punished in Bahrain, but I'm punished in here in UK. I know that will happen in dictatorship and repressive regime, but not in Europe. So when this happened in Europe, this makes you very upset, and that's why I'm really coming here to speak about it.
Nabil Rajab's treatment at the hands of Britain's security apparatus sends a wider message to the world that Britain's relationship with Bahrain's ruling Al Khalifa family remains as strong as ever, and no amount of atrocities and human rights abuses will ever change that. Issa Ali, Press TV, in London.